This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe McKinney Show. It's a pleasure, pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Where to begin? There's so much going on. So much they don't want you to know about. So much they don't want you to see. And it is all over the place. Okay, let's just start off with this. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Right, Mike Lindell has made a way for us to make a few bucks on, on social media. Because right now, when it comes to Twitter or X, what are they? Anybody know what they're being called anymore? Is it X or Twitter? Anyway, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or any one of those, you're not being allowed to really hunker down and make money. And they make it really tough for you to get your message out there. I mean, some nights we meet a boatload of people. And I mean, we get out to a boatload of people. Other nights, we don't. So anyway, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. He's got pillows, sheets, pillowcases, mattress covers. Go take a look. Honestly, go take a look. Do some window shopping. Don't look at the prices. Throw in a shopping cart. Use promo code Joe and then watch what it finally costs you. Right? Just really that simple. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, promo code Joe at MyPillow.com. We'll all save money. We all help each other out. And it works out really well for all of us. Not just a couple of us, but all of us. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the lunacy again of the left. And it's almost in everything they do. When I say that, you remember when I did that story? I got to find that story about the woman who killed her cat. Devastated. She killed her cat. Why or how? I'm ready for this one. She tried to turn it into a vegetarian. Because in her mind, there was no reason for a cat to be, a carnivore in any way. So the cat died of malnutrition. That's sad. I mean, when you think you're going to force nature to do something it doesn't want to do, good luck with that. You lose. So a raw vegan influencer died of starvation last week. Her name is Zana Sanova, a well-known raw vegan influencer living in Malaysia, died last Friday after eating only exotic fruits for an extended period of time. Now, a vegan technically is a person who doesn't eat any food derived from animals, and a raw vegetable eats food completely raw or heated at temps below 118 degrees. Now, I know some of you believe that because it doesn't kill the nutrients in the fruit and or vegetables. She died of starvation after subsisting exclusively off a diet of exotic fruits. She was 39 years old, a Russian national who frequently promoted raw foods on social media, where she was known to her millions of viewers. Millions. She died after finally seeking medical treatment during a tour of Southeast Asia. And, you know, you got to feel bad. No, no, seriously. I'm not. People do stupid stuff, but they do it thinking that they, you know, they have the inside scoop. A few months ago in Sri Lanka, she looked exhausted, her people told her. She had swollen legs. She said one friend told a newsflash they sent her home to seek treatment. However, she ran away again. And most of her friends, when they saw her online, they were horrified. Anyway, one lady who lived just a floor above her finally went and got a doctor, brought her to the house, and by that point, she was dead. Now, why they throw this in there, I have no idea. But part of the comments were the anti-Christian vegan has the movement has gained popularity. Why anti-Christian? I don't understand. If anybody knows why, let me know. The vegan diet, especially raw veganism, is spreading like wildfire because influencers are pushing the lifestyle on social media. A Cape Coral mother was recently found guilty of starving her 18-month-old son to death after she fed him only raw fruits and vegetables. You know what's funny about this? That term, anti-Christian. The only thing I can think of is the Bible very specific about us eating meat. We can eat meat, and there's nothing wrong with it. So what they're using is they're using that for vegans to say, look, you know, Christians believe you can eat meat, that you can kill other animals for your own pleasure or for your own food. Well, the difference is we believe that God created the earth, created everything on the earth, in the earth, created those animals. You don't. So if you don't believe that God created those animals, then, you know, you're kind of up in the air going, okay, what am I good? Am I not good? Should I eat them? Shouldn't I eat them? Well, vegetables grow. We're not killing anybody. We're not killing anything. They're good for us. Everything in moderation. And, you know, that whole thing with the equality, equity, all that crap. The bottom line with it is this, look, you need a well-rounded, balanced diet. I mean, I got to tell you something again. Read the stories about veganism. Read the stories about vegetarians and where they lack and some of the things that they go through that people who eat meat don't. I'm not telling you to have meat every day of the week. I don't. I don't have it every day. I don't believe you should. Anyway, show me your host. We'll get off the food thing in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, right? You know, you hear me say it all the time, and I do it on purpose. I want you to get it in your head. I've had people come on and say to me, look, you know, I've got that ringing around in my head. I got to do something with it. Yeah, you do. Right? Get involved. Go to school board meetings. Go to water board meetings. Go to city council meetings. Find out what's going on in your community. Figure out how to push back or make it better or help out with it. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Okay, the unions help again. Well, not really. How many guys remember Yellow Freight? I mean, I remember them, the big yellow trucks when I was a kid. Always loved the truckers. Always thought they were cool. Matter of fact, I tell the story all the time where I drove a truck for a little bit. A couple years out of high school. Yellow Trucking shut down its operations and put out nearly 30,000 employees. Now, it's had years of financial struggles. And it had a $700 million U.S. government loan bailout. The company's almost 100 years old, just shy of its 100th birthday. Now, the Teamsters Union blamed it on decades of mismanagement for trucking company problems. The Yellow Corporation claimed the Teamsters were blocking plans to modernize the company, which I can see. I'm not saying they did. I can see it, though, because you would lose workers. I mean, what's the loss of 30,000, right? According to Freight Waves, Yellow is the third largest transport company, employs some 30,000 workers, including around 22,000 Teamster members. Now, the trucking company had an operation revenue of over $5.2 billion in 2022. The Wall Street Journal reported of the $1.3 billion in loans the company had coming due next year, $729 million were from the government. The company reported about $1.48 billion in total debt at the end of the fourth quarter. Anyway, again, you look at this, and part of it is, you know, when benefits and wages and benefits get out of control, this can hurt. I'm not just saying this about trucking companies. I know from a school district standpoint, you see it all over the place. And yeah, do we want to have administrators that make way more money than the average person? I'm not so sure I agree with that. When you talk about CFOs or CEOs of very large companies, that's a different story. They've got a lot on their plate. They've got a lot to deal with. They've got a lot of pressure to turn dollars. But I think if those CEOs are let go because the company's failing or it's not doing well, they should not get the golden handshake to go away. They should be removed, period. Now, the unionized company has been in a battle with the Teamsters Union, which represents over 22,000 drivers and dock workers. Just a week ago, the union canceled a threatened strike that had been prompted by the company, you know, failing to contribute to its pension and health insurance plans. They gave the company an extra month to come up with it. But last week, the company stopped picking up freight from its customers and was making deliveries only of freight already in the system. Now, while the union agreed not to go on strike, it could not reach an agreement in the new contract. So this sends everything into, at that point, a downward spiral, right? So it's done. It's gone. And now those people, now hopefully, another trucking company will pick this up and run with it. And some of the drivers are very, very, very upset. You know, I don't know what happens in these situations. If somebody knows, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I don't know what goes on with their pension. I don't know what goes on with the, you know, investments made in their pension or for their pension. It's just a big deal. And I really, truly, honestly, my heart goes out to them. I feel bad for them. All right, big win. Christian student. I don't know if you remember the story. She was silenced at a university. She got $80K from that university. Not that they care, right? She was silenced for her expressing her Christian conservative views. And you're seeing more and more of that. They're unplugging mics, telling you can't have a speech that mentions the name of Jesus. Now, former graduate student Maggie DeLong, she filed a lawsuit against the Southern Illinois University. Oh, figures. She was enrolled in the SIUE's art therapy counseling program, but the school officials issued three no-contract orders against her in February 2022. They launched an investigation after other students complained her views were harmful and or harassing. Now, DeLong shared her opinions in a classroom discussion on religion, COVID-19, censorship, Marxism, and critical race theory. She also posted about her pro-life position and defense of Kyle Rittenhouse. Ooh. This was on her Instagram account. So now they get to look at your Instagram account and decide whether or not they're going to allow you to work for them. Right? She was banned from having any contact, including indirect communications, with three art therapy students. Maggie, she wasn't even given a chance to defend herself. Her legal team wrote in the case explanation, when they issued the orders, university officials didn't even tell her what the allegations against her were. And they did not identify a single law, policy, or rule that she had violated. Why? Come on, you guys know this. She didn't violate anything. All they're trying to do is make her crazy, make them afraid. That's really what it boils down to. They want you to be afraid to open your mouth. But you need not be. The lawsuit was filed against the Chancellor Randall Pembroke, Jamie Ball, and the Director of Equal Opportunity Access. Yeah, right, that's a joke. And Megan Robb, Program Director of the Art Therapy Counseling Program. Public universities can't punish students for expressing their political and religious viewpoints. Maggie, like every other student, is protected under the First Amendment to respectfully share her personal beliefs, and university officials were wrong in issuing a gag order to silence her. Isn't that so true? You know, the problem is they still want to come back to the First Amendment having limitations on it. It doesn't. You can't find one note from one founding father to another saying, I'm really concerned about this freedom of speech thing because, you know, what if people start calling us some bad names? I mean, can you imagine these guys? Not one of them. Not one of them would write something like that. Not going to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, we're talking about a mass shooting that was averted because of security measures that were put in place. Yeah, security measures that were followed and put in place. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a bit.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
Day News Update. Americans will only be able to buy LED lights from retailers as a Biden administration ban on incandescent light bulbs starts Tuesday.
The Department of Energy said LED lights provide more light using less energy and last a lot longer than incandescent light bulbs. Any manufacturer who violates the ban may face a maximum penalty of $542 per illegal light bulb. I'm Brian Shook.
Police are investigating rapper Cardi B for battery after she threw a microphone at an audience member who threw a drink on her. It's according to a Las Vegas Metro Police Department statement to the New York Post. Videos from the event show the 30-year-old rapper throwing the mic toward the audience after a person splashes liquid from a cup at her. And TMZ reports Cardi B allegedly told the crowd to cool the singer down with water in the hot weather. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
I got so excited by the music, I forgot. Don't believe it, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. I mean, seriously. You know, and you guys seen the pictures of Joe Biden on the beach? I think in Delaware. He's on the beach. And he's sitting there under an umbrella. And I get it. You want the breeze and the nice air. I mean, I don't get the umbrella thing all the time on the beach, but whatever. Isn't that what you go for, son? Right? So, but there's, not only is there nobody around him, it's not, when the camera pans, you can't even see people trying to get a picture of him. Or anything. Now, I wish it would have pulled back far enough so you could actually see if there were people maybe out in the streets trying to get a picture of him or near him or whatever, but no, there was no mobbing of him at all, which is just amazing in and of itself after you saw Trump's rally this weekend, right? Crazy. I mean, seriously, when the cameras panned the crowd, it was just amazing to me. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, this weekend, again in Chicago, the place with one of the toughest gun laws in the country. 47 people shot, 5 killed. And they still want to blame the guns. They still want to blame the gun manufacturers. Because I'm sure every one of those shootings was done by somebody who had a legal gun, who bought it the right way. Am I wrong? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. But seriously, I love how they put this stuff up there on a regular basis. And they'll come out and say, we have to stop the gun violence. We have to come up with tougher gun laws. No. You have to enforce the ones you have. How about you do that? Anyway, speaking of guns, again, Memphis police say that a man armed with a gun, he tried to gain entry into a Margolin Hebrew Academy just after 12 o'clock. Fortunately, the school had a double security door, so he was unable to gain entry. When he couldn't gain entry, he fired shots outside the school. The school had some great safety procedures and process, and they kept anybody from being harmed there at the scene. Now, I'll tell you, I see pictures of the guy, and I see pictures of the security doors that they're talking about. Right? And, again, we didn't see that at the other school. There were big panes of glass that the young lady was able to shoot through. Anyway, the story goes on to say, when he could not gain entry, he fired shots outside the school. Now, the school had a great safety procedure, so he wasn't able to gain entry. School officials were able to provide police with a surveillance video. Now, that's what these schools need. They need to have the video systems that they can lock right into the police department, and the police department can lock right into them so they can see what's going on in real time while they're on their way there. Now, the security both at the school and across the Jewish community is very, very, very tight. It's very coordinated, right? They have all kinds of grants to support the security of all the Jewish institutions. But we need to do the same thing for our kids. We need to protect our kids the way we protect our elected officials. What do you think about that? Maybe we should have a law that says you can't spend any more on security for elected officials than you do on security for kids. What do you think? That might work. Work for me anyway. Anyway, this is what it means when you pay attention. You stay on top of these things. Make sure you know what's going on at your schools with your kids, with the laws. For instance, right now, the county of Los Angeles. I don't know if you guys have these in your cities or what have you. Los Angeles. Bigger than many third world, bigger budget, a large amount of people, employees and what have you. I joke that they have their own Navy Air Force, right? Because they have their own air support and such. But when you think again about what it takes to run that kind of thing, how much money is being spent there? It's amazing to me that you've got, what, five supervisors, county supervisors. And the supervisors, they make these decisions in the vast area of L.A. County. They're making decisions in these different areas they really don't relate to. They don't understand. Right now they're discussing removing, you ready with all the shootings and stuff going on, removing deputy sheriffs from schools. Why? Because it makes certain people in certain communities feel bad. They feel oppressed. They don't like them being there. This is the reason. Nothing about safety. They're worried about how the kids feel. Well, let me put it this way. If the kids are in class, they won't feel anything. They don't even see these people. It's usually one of them on every campus. Usually one. So what's the feel bad about? What are you worried about? You let the communities, the people that got elected, to decide whether they want deputy sheriffs on campus or not. That's really what needs to be done. And L.A. County, the bad part about it is they're so large and encompass so many different types of areas, like I was saying. You've got some of these groups, they almost disdain areas like mine where we've got a great sheriff's department, we've got great deputies. And they'll make sure that we're safe. It's just amazing. Anyway, The Boy Scouts are holding their National Jamboree in West Virginia, and for the first time in history, gay rights organizations have been invited to pitch tents. Why? Did they invite Christian organizations? Or maybe just Hispanic organizations? How about, see, the emphasis on the gay and lesbian community in every one of these events is beyond me. And it isn't because I'm against the gay and lesbian community. Why do they get the upper leg? Why? Now, the Washington Post documented one tent decorated with a canopy of LGBT flags and bowls of rainbow bracelets. Also on hand were pronoun stickers, diversity patches. Why? Because these are things that interest kids at a young age, right? The colors, the stickers, the whole nine yards. The tents were offering free merchandise, panel discussions, guidance for scouts on how to be an ally. It appeared more popular than the Methodist and Mormon tents down the gravel lane. Now, the Post also reported that attendance was dismal, just 15,000 scouts, compared to more than the 40,000 at the previous year. But yeah, every year they're losing more and more. And the scouts have lost half of its membership between 2019 and 2020. Part of this, you know, again, you saw the sexual abuse charges that went through. How many of those scout leaders? You know, there is a fact to this, and people get to think you're attacking the gay community. But when you have male leaders allegedly sexually assaulting young boys in the Boy Scouts, is there not a problem there? The Scouts jumped down a slippery slope in 2015 by admitting gay men, then came transgender Scouts in 2017, and then biological girls in 2018. So they were no longer the Boy Scouts dealing with issues that boys deal with. Right? After all this happened, all of a sudden you started seeing hundreds and hundreds of sex abuse cases come up. Now, the Post reports that the Scouts seized the moment to press for a focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Right. So that's what you do. When you have these sexual abuse cases, you just make it harder to track, right? God bless. Jones in your house. Don't go far. A lot more on this when we come back.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. All right, we're talking about the Boy Scouts. Well, what was the Boy Scouts? Then came the Anything Scouts, and then came the Scouts, and whatever. You know, when we were Boy Scouts, you know, when you talk to businesses, I don't know, in the 80s, maybe even the early 90s, and they talked about the best hire they had, the best employees they had, the people. They were young people of character. Young people who learned certain things in the groups that they belonged to, whether they were church groups, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, whatever it was that they belonged to, these organizations, that taught these young men and women how to be young men and women and good citizens. Well, these organizations aren't teaching anymore. Now they're teaching as to whether, what do you feel like and how do you chase that feeling and how do you figure out whether you're no gender, some gender, one gender, or five genders. What has that got to do with being a good person? Nothing. Right, so when you talk to these people, you did surveys, many of them commented on the fact that some of their best employees were Boy Scouts. People in those kind of organizations. because it taught them to respect others. Didn't matter what sexual orientation you were, it taught them to respect other people. Right? Think about it. Another collective called Scouts for Black Lives. Right? I mean, sir, what has that got to do with the Boy Scouts? They included a new diversity merit badge requiring for Eagle Scouts. And at this year's National Jamboree, which ended on Friday, the BSA had, for the first time, created community spaces for historically excluded populations. You mean the Boy Scouts made areas for girls or other? I mean, give me a break, will you please? When your grandfather was in the Boy Scouts, he learned to do his duty to God and country, to be mentally awake, morally straight. Right? I'm not doing it. I know it, but I'm not doing it. But the most important value in the Boy Scouts these days is diversity. Again, the progressive left ripping apart every bit of morality, every foundational process. And you know, when Obama said it when he got elected, you know, this is the start. He's going to foundationally change these United States. And he did it. We can take it back. As much as it's changed, we can take it back. We can bring it back to reality. When the most important value in the Boy Scouts, in a service organization, is diversity, you have a problem. Because a lot of these things will fall into place if you're really taught how to be morally straight, mentally awake, how you're taught to love others. These things will fall into place. You won't have to push them. I don't care about diversity in the sense of I'm going to look at the workforce and make sure I've got an equal amount of colors, sizes, heights, ethnicities. I'm going to look at the workforce to make sure I have the right people for the jobs who can do the job. Right? I mean, seriously. If you go to their website, you click on About the BSA, the very first page is about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Who cares? How are you teaching young men, and it should be young men, boys, whatever, to be honest, to be truthful, to be morally upright? It seems like the only people not welcome in the Boy Scouts, if you read their About page, are boys. Oh, and church-going boys. Oh, heterosexual, biological boys. Not really welcome when you see what they're talking about and who they're talking about. Right? There's a new group called, well, newer group, not brand new, Trail Life USA. Early traditions of the Boy Scouts with all the woke nonsense. It prides itself in letting boys be boys, you know, and not the boys be boys like, you know, the left is going to take that. So you're okay with sexual assault? No, I don't think I did that. I don't think I said that. Yeah, no. Right? So you look at these groups, look at the organizations. The Boy Scouts are not the Boy Scouts of your grandfather or of my generation, for that matter. And you want your kids to be... You want them to be in the right environment. Look, you've even got to be careful in taking your kids to a youth group in a church, whether you want to hear it or not. Because not all those youth groups are on your side. Not all those youth groups are truly teaching these kids stuff that you're going to be okay with. I'm not even talking about from a biblical perspective, because a lot of people who don't even like the biblical perspective that's taught, which I always found funny, in a Christian youth group. I don't know what else you want them to be taught. Got me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Federal judge blocked the Arkansas law that banned librarians. Now, I don't even know how you do this. You ban librarians from exposing minors to harmful material. right? Yeah, a federal judge blocked the state of Arkansas from enforcing the law. Judge Timothy Brooks for the U.S. District Court for the Western District. He issued a preliminary injunction against the law, which was set to take effect August 1st. Now, Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed the measure into law earlier this year. The Central Arkansas Librarian System challenged the law, saying fear of prosecution under the measure could prompt librarians and booksellers to no longer carrying titles, and that could be challenged. Now, if you've got basic rules up, what's the problem? Right? When you got rules up to basically say, hey, listen, books with these kind of illustrations and these kind of things in there will not be in the children's section of the library, or actually won't be in the library at all. What's wrong with that? You don't see, it's really funny. They don't want us regulating their moral values, but they want to regulate ours. They don't want us telling them what we perceive or believe is the right and wrong thing for kids to see at a certain age, but they want to be able to do it to us. Right? They don't see that at all. Now, we're the ones that are slowing them down, obstructing them, and I hope we are. In a lot of ways. The question we had to ask was, do Arkansas people still legally have access to reading materials? Luckily, the judicial system has once again defended our highly valued liberties. You know, they talk about free speech. They don't mean it. No, come on, think about it. They don't really mean it. Free speech for them is whatever they decide is good for your kids to hear and see. Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin told the Associated Press his office would be reviewing the judge's opinion and will continue to defend the law. The Arkansas lawsuit named the state's 28 local prosecutors defendants along with Crawford County, West Arkansas. The separate lawsuit is challenging the Crawford County Librarian's decision to move children's books that included LGBTQ themes to a separate portion of the library. Okay. What's in the pictures? What's it show? You see what I mean? They want your kids to see everything. They think your kids should have a right to decide what they can look at and what they can't. They'll probably want to pull all those, remember the magazines that used to be behind the counter or covered in paper? Remember those? They probably think those are fine for kids, too, don't you think? Or probably think? It's just great. It's wonderful. I'm glad to see this the road they're going on. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Truly being part of the conversation, New York, California, they lost more tax income than every other state as people fled. Now, you know that Governor Newsom is stating that, hey, we're a great state to be in. We have more freedom than anywhere else. Really? Really? New York and California experienced the largest loss of taxes income from migration of any states in the country. We lost hundreds of thousands of people to the point where we lost a congressional seat and might lose one in the next. Now, there's a real estate portal conducted a study of IRS migration data. They found that California lost more than $340 million in 2021 IRS tax revenue. Because why? Residents are running. They're not just moving. They're running. So if things are so great here in New York and some of those other places run by governors, I mean, Democrat governors and mayors, why are they leaving? It can't be because of the message that Republicans have put out because we suck at it. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Okay, next hour we'll deal with all the Hunter Biden stuff that you've been poking me about. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with the Joe Messina Show.